Some of you may know that I don't have a large collection of toys. I have a small pebble-type vibrator, a jellycock, and of course, a glass dildo. I'd like to keep my collection as small as possible. I don't like clutter and I just don't want a lot of things. But I couldn't pass up the opportunity to buy the Sona Cruise by Lilo. I saw a little video and advertisement for it, and it seemed very interesting, mostly because I'm somewhat embarrassed to say that I had no idea that the clitoris is such a large organ. It's still rather new information. Scientists, doctors, educators aren't really interested in women's sexuality and bodies. And only until 1999 or so was this whole new organ discovered. So Lilo, quite brilliantly, has discovered a way to stimulate the whole clitoral organ instead of just the little nub that we've all been familiar with. Instead of just a basic vibrator that hits the clitoris, the Sona Cruise is a sonic clitoral massager. Reading from the website here, that means it doesn't rely on vibrations like a conventional sex toy. Instead, it uses sonic waves and pulses to stimulate the entire clitoris, not just the external part you can see and touch. So, reading reviews, I read a lot that it is very intense and nobody can go beyond just the lowest setting. So that's a little intimidating. I was kind of scared to get on this horse, but I was really, really interested after watching the cute little video about how it stimulates the whole body or the whole organ. It's a beautiful toy. It's soft to the touch. It fits. It could be larger. Well, it's large to me. The one that I have is quite small. So this fits perfectly in a full palm of my hand. Of course, it's black and it has a gold backing. The part that stimulates the clit looks like a subwoofer speaker. And it's actually, let me turn it on. It's actually pretty fun to just put your finger on. I played with that part a lot when I first got it. It's just super fun. The texture on it is very soft and I just love having it in my hand, and I just couldn't wait to feel what that would feel like on my body. It's very intense. More reviews I read said that the sound can be very loud, even though they advertise that it's very quiet. Personally, the sound doesn't bother me at all. I like it. It feels like it's really doing its job, and it's very bassy, which I feel it's doing something more than just some dumb little motor. It feels like a lot of technology and thought has gone into this toy, so the sound confirms that for me. It just sounds like science. I don't know that there are any sex toys out there that don't come out with variations. This one has a few pulses. I'm sure you'll be able to hear it. It says it has 8. So this is the standard one. A nice pulsing one. That's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That sounds a little strong. I gotta remember 8, but you gotta cycle through all of them to get there. Oh, actually, 8 is somewhat random. Ooh. I gotta remember 8. And then back to the solid, just the solid vibe. I'm turning it off. There we go. More reviewers actually said that there is a bit of a learning curve to it. Again, that was somewhat intimidating, but I'm proud to say with just the first use, I took to it like a duck to water. So I've been having a lot of fun with my Sona Cruise, and it's really replaced just my other basic one. I can't this feeling is like nothing I felt before. It's so fantastic. So without further ado, let's get to it. All right. Now, when I first used this, yes, they were right. It is very intense once it hits the body. I like to, let's see, I want to make sure it doesn't deafen the mic here. I like to, let's see, so it glided over the outer lips and just above the hood of my clit and somewhat warm it up. And I'm barely touching the skin, so I'm not even pushing on it. And I'll start to, let's see, and then I'll slowly start to add a little pressure and open up my lips a bit. And this, it has a mouth, like a little subwoofer. And then I place that right on the clit itself. And it does vibrate. I could feel the pulses. Okay, it's just gonna be, I can only press on it for just a little bit at a time. Otherwise, honestly, I can come really fast from this. But once I add more pressure, I could feel it all down the sides of both sides of my labia. And inside my body, trying my best to articulate it without coming so fast. I'm giving a bit more pressure, still on the very lowest setting. Getting wet and bringing it to the top to sort of help it out a bit. Fuck, okay, stop. Okay, taking it off the skin and put it back on. Just, this gets really intense, really fast. Okay, I'm placing it just above my clit. And I'm gonna slowly add pressure. And you can tell difference in sound when it when it's gets like a real I don't know if it makes any sense. When it has more contact with the skin. And that change in sound. It's the feature called cruise control. Where it conserves battery life. Oh, I feel like I'm doing a sales pitch while trying to come.
Oh God. Oh fuck, this makes you shake. Oh God, my clit starts to feel really cold. Oh fuck. Huh? Oh God. Yeah, that's how that thing works. Oh my God. It will just creep up on me like that out of nowhere, and I will just, or I don't feel it coming. And oh my God, I will just come so fast, just right away. Oh, oh my God. Thank you. Thank you, Lilo, for making such a fantastic product. Ooh, like, I can feel just, my thighs are shaking. I could feel like my inner labia has been worked out. It feels as if I've had a cock in me over and over, and that same sort of vibration from movement, like when it's all over, and that echo, I could still feel it, even though nothing was there. That's an amazing product. So there you go. The Sona Cruise by Lilo. I think it retails like $130, something like that. Well worth it. For orgasms like that. I hope you enjoyed this. Bye.